This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The state's latest COVID numbers show 324 people in the hospital. Hospitalizations fell below 100 in late March, but the number has been rising again for the past 2 months. The positive test rate has been in double digits for the last 6 weeks. Coloradans are still dying from COVID. At least 45 people died each week in June. A rise in crime across the country is the target of a new bill from Colorado Senator Michael Bennett. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports it would expand on programs already in Colorado.
Bennett's Smart Community Policing Bill would provide money for communities to send social workers and other support professionals to some low-level 911 calls instead of police. It's based on the success of similar programs in more than 20 communities across Colorado.
So they send the right responder depending on what the problem actually is. And that lets law enforcement focus on violent crime and lets other responders with the right training deal with lower risk situations.
Bennett is up for re-election this fall. His opponent, Joe O'Day, has been campaigning on combating the rise in crime. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
A shelter for homeless families in Colorado Springs is set to close. CPR's Dan Boyce reports the New Promise Family Shelter has not received enough in donations.
The shelter is part of the Interfaith Hospitality Network. The group received $150,000 less in donations last year compared to the year before. The Gazette reports that led to layoffs and the closures, including another Colorado Springs facility last fall. The space opened in 2020, and organizers are hoping to move at least part of their operations to a smaller location. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Colorado Springs and Metro Denver have a chance for thunderstorms this afternoon and highs today in the 90s. This is CPR News and KRCC.